I was waiting last night asking, Lord, what's the word in season for what I'm seeing around me and for what you seem to be saying, for what you seem to be doing? And I heard two words. I heard the word deconstruction, and I heard the word reconstruction. Deconstruction and reconstruction. Deconstruction means to reduce something to its constituent parts in order to reinterpret it. Reconstruction means to build or form something again after it has been damaged or destroyed. And praise the Lord that He is in the business of tearing down, and He is also in the business of building up again. One of Lizzie and I's favorite artists is Andy Gullihorn and his wife Jill Phillips. And they wrote a song called Wrecking Ball a few years ago. And the chorus is, piece together these little mysteries. It isn't hard to see the writing on the wall. Triumph and tragedy, only God can be both the builder and the wrecking ball. And I find that the Lord is just as active as building His home in my heart as He is tearing down the homes that I've built in my heart. The Lord is just as passionate about coming in and bringing His kingdom as He is passionate about tearing down my kingdom. Because a kingdom divided itself against itself cannot stand. Amen? So the Lord is, I see in my heart, my wife's heart, my brothers and sisters' heart, and those in our house church and those all around me, I see that the Lord is in a season. Maybe He's always doing this, but maybe it's just highlighted to me more right now. He's deconstructing. The Lord is deconstructing false realities and distorted ways of thinking. He's exposing issues of the heart so that we can see what already existed there in the first place. The Lord is so good to do this for us. And you all know what I'm talking about. A season where He pulls back the curtain on your heart so you can see actually the depths and the wickedness and the crooked places that lie within. The Lord is so good to do this. He loves us enough to do this, to deconstruct. But then just as quickly and just as passionately, He comes in to rebuild, to reconstruct, to build something again after it's been damaged or destroyed. He comes in to build His truth. He comes in to build the reality in us of His presence. He comes in to rebuild and reform the ways we think. He comes to build His home in our hearts through faith. And I talked about that a little bit last week, where I talked about Lazarus and Martha and Mary and the difference that happened then between the account in Luke and then the account in John, where Jesus comes to their house a second time after He's raised Lazarus from the dead. And you remember, the sweet-smelling fragrance of the perfume that Mary poured out on Him filled the house. And I talked last week about what it means to be filled with the presence of the Lord so that people smell you and they smell Jesus. And what had to happen in Lazarus bodily had to be raised from the dead. And Martha, how she had to be broken in her soul. And Mary, who represents the Spirit, and how she had to go from glory to glory, from sitting at His feet in the account in Luke, to then breaking open the perfume and anointing His feet with her hair. The Lord is in the business of building His home in our hearts through faith. So I was thinking about a couple different aspects of deconstruction, how it's felt in my own heart. And here's four ways it feels. It feels humiliating when the Lord does this, which is not very enjoyable. It's not fun. It feels purging, which is not very pretty. It's not pretty to watch someone over a toilet, right? That's an ugly thing to watch, but it's necessary. It feels like loss, which is something that we all hate almost more than anything. Hate to lose. And it feels like exposure. It feels like I'm just, the blanket's being ripped back and the bark's being ripped off the tree. I just feel naked and exposed. Everything seems to be just kind of falling apart around me, and it feels like I have no strong place to stand. Where can I run to? Is how it feels. Anybody identify with any of these or all four of these? There's probably about 20 more. These are just what came to mind. Here's what reconstruction feels like. And if you're on the tail end of the deconstruction, here's what you have to look forward to. And maybe you've already started this process, but this is what the Lord's bringing you to. In reconstruction, humiliation turns into honor. Honor is such a sweet thing because it's given by the Lord, and we're actually meant to have honor. Problem is, we try to go get it for ourselves too quickly. The Lord's the one that says, come from the foot of the table up to the head of the table. We're actually meant to be honored. He loves honoring us. Honor feels sweet, but it has to be given by the hand of the Lord. It can't be obtained on our own. It feels like restoration. Anybody know what restoration in a relationship feels like? It's like wholeness. It's like that gap got bridged up again. It's like the wall got built up. There's a wholeness to me again with that relationship. Loss turns into gain. Gain feels like a good thing. Nothing wrong with gain. There's nothing wrong with profit as long as it's given from the hand of the Lord. And lastly, exposure turns into covering. Covered. Protected. In this warm place in His presence. These relationships that actually help to cover us. I can go run to a brother or sister and receive the covering. It's a blessed thing. So just to start off here, where are you at? Deconstruction season is the Lord reconstructing your heart. Are you trying to gain the aspects of reconstruction for yourself? The honor, the covering, and the gain, all this? Or are you submitting to the cross and allowing the Lord to break you down? Allowing the Lord to take you down to net zero so that He can start with something again. Where are you at? The Lord is pursuing your heart. I just encourage you to embrace the cross. The question is why? Why would all this happen? Why would the Lord allow us to be broken? Why would the Lord allow us to go through suffering and loss and this exposure and these feelings of isolation? Why? And I've said this before and I'll say it again. 2 Corinthians 1 says, we were so utterly burdened that we despaired even of life itself, Paul said. And this was in order to make us rely not on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. We then again realize that He has delivered us, it says, and we have faith that He will deliver us again, and the end result is that we put our hope in Him. This is what the Lord's trying to get to. Complete dependence on Him. Childlike faith in every way. So why do I go through what I went through yesterday? Maybe, it's warfare, there's attack, there's all that kind of stuff, but the big picture is the Lord is teaching me and training my heart that I have no hope except for Him. I cannot place my confidence in any way, shape, or form in the flesh, only on God who raises the dead. So this is why this happens. This is why the deconstruction happens, so that you might be rebuilt into Him.